bringing people together through the age-old practice of flying a kite. That's the goal of the Detroit Kite Festival happening this Sunday on Belle Isle. Stateside producer Mike Blank recently went to a kite pop-up along the Detroit River to hear from the Kite Festival organizers, Margot Dalal and Matt Tate, talking about the modern allure of soaring a windcraft hundreds of feet in the air with a simple string.
We are having, I call it the first in a long time, Detroit Kite Festival, Sunday, July 16th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Belle Isle, next to the fountain. You won't miss it because you'll drive up and you'll see kites in the sky, so it'll be really easy to find. We will have 5 different ways to make a kite, 6 performers, an opening ceremony, a professional kite flying team to close the festival, and a lot of kites in the sky, hopefully.
There's an infinite amount of kites almost. And I think one of the coolest things is that every single culture around the world has its own kite design. Maori people, Korean, there's Korean kites, there's Japanese kites, there's Russian kites, there's Indian kites, there's Brazilian kites, there's American kites. Personally, I think it's amazing to see something just go up 100 feet in the air. And there's a sense of freedom to that. I also really enjoy building kites, and that's a whole different sensation when you build something yourself and then it's 100 feet in the air or more, and that's a cool feeling.
Look at my kite, Tiana. Mine is way cool.
And yeah, we hope that people and their families come out, and we've collaborated with a lot of different visual artists and musicians and performers and done all sorts of kite making workshops and pop-ups like this one to kind of get everyone ready for the event. And we hope to develop year-round programming around kite making and learning about different histories and cultures through kites, and kites as a tool for communities to, you know, people to come together to meet each other. I mean, right now on this hill, there's probably, 15 people standing here that don't know each other, and we're all flying kites together. So it's a pretty magical thing to be a part of. Connects you to nature, connects you to the earth, to other people. I know that's a little getting really far out there, but it is something that is rooted in, you know, so much history, and we want to just be a part of that. The website is DetroitKiteFestival.org.
I want to fight them.
You want to fly one? This one is a good one.